Former Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship stood with three attorneys as he pled not guilty Thursday in U.S. District Court in Beckley. Blankenship was indicted on charges of conspiring to violate mine safety rules leading up to the April 5th explosion at an underground mine in Raleigh County. 29 men died in the blast. It was an emotional day with several families as well as environmentalists turning out to witness the arraignment. Some family members fought back tears as Blankenship sat with his right arm dangling over the back of his seat, often looking back at the group in attendance. Several of the family members of the victims couldn't hide their emotions when Judge Vandervoort decided on the conditions of the bond. Both parties agreed to a $5 million bond. The judge ordered Blankenship to reside at an undisclosed address only referred to as Residence Number 1, with limited travel to the Southern District of West Virginia, Kentucky, and Washington, D.C. Vandervoort also ordered Blankenship to avoid contact with the victims' families. Federal testimony shortly after the blast revealed that some of the men killed in the Upper Big Branch explosion were scared to speak out about unsafe conditions for fear of retaliation. Judge Vandervoort said the substantial charges, the fact that a grand jury found probable cause for conviction, and the fact that Blankenship had a bank account in another country merited the conditions of the bond. His trial is scheduled for January 26th in front of U.S. District Court Judge Irene Berger in Beckley. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Beckley.